This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. We are starting to get a better picture of the scope of the damage in the Libyan city of Derna on Sunday. A government team now reports that the floods there completely destroyed at least 891 buildings, and another 211 were partially damaged, and yet another 398 are still submerged in mud. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen visited the Italian island of Lampedusa, where Italy's prime minister warned Sunday that the future of Europe is at stake after thousands of migrants landed on the island last week. At a press conference, von der Leyen said,
"Prime Minister Meloni and I are here today to offer a coordinated response by the Italian and European authorities. And I want to be very clear. We have an obligation as part of the international community. We have fulfilled it in the past, and we will do so today and in the future."
Between Monday and Wednesday last week, about 8,500 people, more than the island's entire local population, arrived in 199 boats. Canada will contribute $24.5 million to a British-led partnership that is buying air defense equipment for Ukraine to help it fend off Russian missile attacks and drone attacks. There was a Russian attack on Odessa Sunday, targeted an agricultural facility. Ukraine also hit Russia with an attack in the Moscow region, setting an oil depot on fire. Also being reported by Russian media on Sunday, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un headed back to North Korea after a week-long visit to Russia. This is VOA News. Thousands of South Korean teachers rallying for new laws to protect them from abusive parents. Here's AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Following the suicide of an elementary school teacher in July, teachers across South Korea have been pushing for improved systems to protect teachers from widespread malicious complaints from parents. South Korean lawmakers are currently debating bills that would meet some of the teachers' demands for immunity from child abuse claims. One protester, An Ji-hye, told the AP, "I hope that the bills being discussed now will be passed as soon as possible to secure teachers' rights to life." South Korean parliament is expected to hold a vote to pass the bills on September the 21st. I'm Karen Chamas.
Armenia and Azerbaijan could conclude a peace agreement by the end of the year. Yerevan is doing everything for that to happen, according to Armenian Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan. Russia's TASS state news agency quoted Pashinyan as saying it was unlikely that any documents would be signed when he meets with Azerbaijan's president Ilham Aliyev in October. Three British news organizations are reporting that comedian and social influencer Russell Brand has been accused of rape, sexual assault, and abuse based on allegations from four women who knew him over a seven-year period at the height of his fame. Brand denies the allegations.
"These allegations pertain to the time when I was working in the mainstream, when I was in the newspapers all the time, when I was in the movies. And as I've written about extensively in my books, I was very, very promiscuous. Now, during that time of promiscuity, the relationships I had were absolutely always consensual."
The Sunday Times, the Times of London, and Channel 4's Dispatches said Saturday that one woman alleged she had been raped. Three others accused him of sexual assault. One of the women also said he had been physically and emotionally abusive. Jan Wenner, who co-founded Rolling Stone magazine and was also a co-founder of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, has been removed from the hall's board of directors after making comments that were seen as disparaging toward black and female musicians. The move came a day after Wenner's comments were published in a New York Times interview. Created a firestorm doing publicity for his new book, The Masters, when he said Joni Mitchell was not a philosopher of rock and roll, and that Marvin Gaye and Curtis Mayfield just didn't articulate at that level of genius. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.